Fellow health ministers, distinguished leaders, and Director General Chan, I'm honored to join you today at my sixth and final World Health Assembly. As our global community grows smaller, it becomes increasingly difficult for our respective nations to tackle health challenges in isolation. We continue to learn that borders cannot stop evolving threats, and that even oceans can't protect us from the spread of infectious diseases. And that's why the World Health Assembly is so crucial. Our interconnectedness creates challenges, but also unprecedented opportunities to pioneer a new health frontier as a global community. And few challenges exemplify this necessity for collaboration better than the theme of this year's assembly: climate change and health. Recent reports, as DG Chan said, paint a stark picture of the present-day risks. It's clear that climate change threatens our health and welfare the world over, and those dangers will become increasingly severe if we fail to mitigate our climate impact. Importantly, these same reports reveal the opposite side of the dilemma as well. Addressing these concerns will generate very real and immediate health benefits. We stand with the WHO and commend its leadership in joining the Climate and Clean Air Coalition. Climate, air pollution, and environmental threats impact all of our health, and we're committed to action that will abate these threats and protect vulnerable populations. Poor air quality and rising seas are not the only challenge we must face together. The fight against deadly communicable diseases continues. While we've seen the rise of antimicrobial-resistant organisms and the reemergence of viruses once thought conquered, in the face of threats like MERS, polio, and tuberculosis, we're reminded to stay vigilant in our commitment to the international health regulations. The devastating impact of these diseases isn't limited to patients or families, but weakens communal, social, and economic networks across nations and around the world. Accordingly, these infections require a worldwide response. We must do more to mount the global defense necessary to conquer 21st century infectious outbreaks. This February, I had the privilege of hosting a launch of the Global Health Security Agenda, a collection of nations and international organizations, including WHO, committed to strengthening our prevention, detection, and response abilities. Together, this partnership will further support and advance the goals of IHR. Another issue that requires a global response is the persistent violence around the world. This social scourge continues to be a hurdle to gender equality and human rights. It's a preventable ill that undermines individuals' welfare and unnecessarily burdens the health sector. We support a robust, multi-sectoral approach to prevent and respond to the global epidemic of violence. WHO has a key part to play in the global response. The United States is committed to joining the collective effort to fight global problems, but we recognize that measures must continue to address our domestic health as well. And with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, we are at last bringing our country closer to the goal of universal coverage. Also paramount to that end is the accessibility of quality, effective medicine. We support a strong regulatory system to ensure that goal both at home and abroad. And finally, we applaud the Director General's decision to form a commission on childhood obesity, an issue that remains a pressing problem in the United States and increasingly around the world. Obesity prevention in early childhood goes far to mitigate the negative health outcomes later in life. Our First Lady, Michelle Obama, has headed the Let's Move initiative to catalyze action on this principle. By working with private partners, communities, schools, governmental officials, military officials, and others, some states have already begun to see a reduction in obesity rates, and we're optimistic that improvements will continue. Through collaboration and cooperation with the global health community, these challenges and many more are surmountable. Though this will be my last World Health Assembly as the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, I know that my successor will continue to engage with all of you at the highest level. With our continued collaboration, we can realize the mission of WHO: to empower all peoples in the attainment of the highest standards of health. Thank you very much.